Session 5. Walk in a garden. Arrange the body so that it's comfortable, and remember that if, while you're relaxing, you have any discomfort, then just adjust your position. It'll only help you to relax even more deeply. Now the next few moments are for you, just for you. We should work through the body first, and you can relax to that point where your body is hardly a part of you. It will function perfectly. Trust your body. So, one, two, three. Think about the face becoming smooth. Put space between the eyebrows. Lips barely touching. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Let the neck and shoulders relax so that the shoulders roll down and the muscles of the arms and hands become soft. Fingers gently curled. Eight. Nine. Let the back find its own natural curve and watch the gentle rise and fall of the chest and abdomen as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Ten. 11. Let the muscles of the legs and feet become quite soft. And 12. 12 is the whole body now, letting go. See all unnecessary tension evaporating. Feel the muscles becoming softer. And as the body relaxes, so the mind perceives that all is well. And it too will start to slow down. And it can drift wherever it wants to. The thoughts will still come, and that's as it should be. Welcome them, but then let them go. Let them move on so that the next thought can come in its own time. Now, the mind is an extremely powerful tool that you can use for your own benefit. And you can, if you wish, create a very vivid picture within your mind, which can help you feel more calm, more relaxed, more strong. So come with me, if you wish, on a little journey, and I will give you suggestions for ideas, but if my words do not fit your image, then it is your picture that is right, and let my words go. So try to imagine that you are at the top of a flight of steps, 8 steps that are leading down into a garden. You can see the steps quite clearly. You can rest your hand on the balustrade if you wish. The steps are broad and shallow. So go down onto the first step and then onto the next, and pause and look around. Now go to the third step, and on to the fourth. And again, pause a little. Notice that you feel a bit freer, a bit lighter, as you leave behind you your responsibilities, just for the moment. Leave behind you those demands that are made upon you. And now down onto the fifth step, and then the sixth. Pause. Take a look around. And now down to the seventh step, and finally the last step. Notice how much lighter you feel, and you are now going to move through your garden. And you can have in your garden whatever you want. Maybe it is one that you're familiar with. Maybe it's one that you're going to create within yourself, your ideal garden. But you are going to move effortlessly through your garden, at your own pace, noticing all the things around you. So first of all, concentrate on what you can see in your garden. Look at what is beneath your feet, above your head. See the colour and shapes of the things around you. The sky and the shapes of trees making a pattern against the sky. Look at the little things, a blade of grass, a single leaf. Now concentrate on what you can hear. Maybe there is birdsong, leaves rustling. Maybe as you walk, you can hear the sound of your feet. Perhaps you can hear trickling or running water. And now think about the perfumes in your garden. The smell of blossom, the scent of roses, maybe newly turned earth or freshly cut grass. Or maybe the smell of the sea if your garden is near the sea. Think about what you can smell. And now think about what you can taste. Imagine yourself gently licking your lips. Maybe you can taste the honey that is in the air, or the salt on a sea breeze. Lastly, think about what you can feel. Be aware of the clothes on your body. Maybe the sun on your face. What is beneath your feet? Touch leaves, petals, tree bark, pebbles and stones. And if you have water, put your hand in the water. Then move through your garden, being aware of your whole being, of what is around you. Create a vivid picture. And know that in this garden you will find only peace and strength. And indeed there is somewhere in this garden a very special place. Very special to you. Where you know you will feel utterly safe and in total harmony with your surroundings and with yourself. Now make your way to that special place. Could be a grassy bank, maybe a comfortable seat, perhaps there's a little building or an arbour somewhere. Whatever you choose, go there now and settle yourself down. You feel safe, secure, in harmony with your surroundings. And this is peace of mind. This is the peace that stays with you even at those times when you are under pressure, having to cope with all the demands made upon you. This is the peace within you. This is the peace that you are still aware of. Even if you're angry or frustrated, it is still there and you can remember it by recalling your garden. And your special place in that garden. So be aware of what it is like to be at peace. To feel it in every nerve, in every fibre, in every cell. Savour these feelings, enjoy them, and lock them within you so that you can take them with you for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and for as long as you need them. They are part of you, and the benefits of letting go, creating within yourself a sense of well-being and inner peace, will stay with you even after you have become alert and active again. So, if it is appropriate for you to do so, you can start to become alert with the count of 1 to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. Begin to feed in the outside world. 5, 6, and 7. Very gently start to move. The more deeply you have relaxed, the more time you will need. Move your fingers, your feet. You may want to move your head very gently from side to side. If you've been lying down, you may want to bend your knees and roll over to one side. Do whatever is right for you, and then when you are ready, in your own way and your own time, you can come up.